Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, hi there. Just a little program note.
Listen, this episode with Darcy Carden was actually our pilot. Can you believe it? This was the show back when we were with Earwolf that we did as a sort of like proof of concept to be like, hey,
podcast maybe?
Do you want to do this show as a podcast maybe?
I want to say it was March of 2017.
Yes, because it took them like another 6 months or
so.
We
did another pilot and then we went for it. We started recording in June to launch in July.
That's right. So you will hear just Scott Passarella because at this point in time, Dana was our producer and Brett was maybe...
He was our engineer.
He was our engineer, but neither of them were on instruments.
We had not double dipped them yet.
So they're there, but they're there in the sort of social media and levels capacity. You'll feel their spirits there. But it's a great show and we love Darcy and we hope you enjoy this beginning of what became Off Book.
That's right.
Okay. Bye.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, world.
Hi, guys.
Welcome to
Off Book.
Whoa, the improvised musical.
Yeah. And the improvised synchronicity. I'm Zach Reno.
This is Jess McKenna. This is the podcast where we have a cool person on and then we make up a musical with them.
Yep. You're caught up. That's how it goes.
That's all the information that I have.
And the person that we have today is the coolest of people, Miss Darcy Carden.
Yeah, there was actually a study and she's the coolest.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know her from The Good Place, from Broad City, from other people, from her great Instagram stories about her dog Penny, who looks like a seal. It's Darcy Carden.
She's a land seal. Hi guys, it's me, Darcy Carden.
Darcy, tell us about Penny.
Well, she's my first dog that I've ever had. She'll turn 3 in April.
Are you going to throw her a party?
Yes. Good. April 4th, put it on your calendar.
Everyone's invited.
Yeah. She's, I think she's made me a better person.
Sure.
And
I felt that.
Yeah.
And I really liked you before.
Yeah, yeah. You were great before, but you're better now.
And I'm thinking about her right now.
What's your background with musicals? Do you love them?
Oh, I love them to death. I had tickets to Rent this last weekend, but I had to give them up at the last minute. But I'm a real musical head.
Are you a big Rent head specifically?
Yes and no. Woo!
How'd it feel?
It felt warm.
Did you know that Seasons of Love was about to happen? Also, we should say this. We have Scott Passarella playing
Woo!
With us. You can't hear him because we didn't give him a microphone.
Well,
but
you
we
can,
did give him a piano.
You can hear him, his fingers.
You can hear the echoes of him.
Yeah, his finger thoughts. I feel like people go through that transition with Rent where they're like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Art is the most important thing in the world. Screw everything. And then people are like, why don't they think they have to pay rent?
I think that's like exactly what becoming an adult is.
Yeah,
right?
it's kind of a bummer.
I had a friend who just saw that and was like, I saw Rent and I'm a Republican now. Those kids need to pay rent. Yeah. They're squatting in a building.
They're squatters, guys. They are squatters. So what's going to happen now is, Darcy, is we're going to get a question from a big fan of Off Book, a huge Off Book fan.
Me?
And, other than you.
Okay.
and just like tell us a little story inspired by it, and then we're gonna seamlessly go into a dang musical.
Oh my god!
Oh my gosh!
Buckle
up.
And you're gonna play too, yeah?
Okay. Yeah. I'm scared, but I'll do it.
Be brave.
Be brave. Be bold. Think of Penny.
Yeah. Oh, she gives me wings.
She's the Red Bull of dogs. Okay. Here's our question from Justin Michael.
Nice name.
It's two names.
In one.
What is your earliest memory of a hot dog?
Can you imagine I had like a great story
just
for this
right
question?
Ready.
I would be shocked.
Yeah. I do remember eating a lot of hot dogs as a kid, straight out the fridge.
Just like.
Like uncooked?
Cold. Yes.
That was like maybe a daily snack. Is that even allowed?
Yeah, I mean, they're totally cooked
and cured.
That was like clean.
Yes, that was clean. Like a true daily snack. It would be like, I want a cold hot dog.
Did you feel like you had to be sneaky about it?
No, my mom was like, get into it, girl. She had four kids. She was probably like, great, take care of yourself. Eat a fucking cold hot dog.
This one wants something I don't have to cook.
Yeah,
perfect.
Exactly. So I do remember that a lot.
Did you put anything on it?
Nope. But I also loved hot dogs just as in general. I was like a real meathead, a meat kid, a meat lover. I still am. Sometimes I wish I wasn't.
Well, it's okay. I mean, sure. What's your current meat?
I've been eating a lot of sushi lately.
Okay.
I don't know. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I just watched Blackfish last
Fish
night.
Is great.
I don't feel great about that.
Well,
I'm not eating sushi. Whale sushi.
Hopefully not. Yeah.
No.
But I would try it.
Do you feel like there are any other things you had to sneak in the house food-wise?
Well, I think I do remember like, okay, I do remember my sister and I being a little sneaky. My older sister, Lainey, big ups. What up, Lainey?
Shout out to Lainey.
I remember Lainey and I were pretty sneaky with candy, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember, and also we were like a year apart and we got along great, but sometimes we'd fight like cats and dogs. And I remember.
As I like to say, land otters and air seals.
I do remember one time I knew that she had stolen my Valentine's candy, just like a piece or two. But I, what's the word, complained. I cried about it to my parents. And I remember my dad doing like a really hardcore, I was basically like, Lainey stole my candy. Lainey was like, I absolutely did not. And so my dad was like, I don't know where that candy is, but I hope whoever's lying about it, I hope it rots in their stomach. And he went on this whole thing, and my mom was like, Dennis, Jesus Christ. And even I was like, I wish I didn't tattle. I'm like, Lainey's gonna get really sick. It was like a cool dad tactic.
The year, 1987. The place, a PTA meeting. A secret meeting has been called for parents to learn the greatest, newest tactic sweeping the nation.
Guilt.
Guilt in all its many forms it can take. Guilt, making your children do right, finally.
So they've come to this fourth glade classroom. A classroom in a glade. It's an outdoor school. Sitting around, trying to figure out.
Mothers, fathers, thank you for joining me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you, and thank you for the feedback. We're happy to have you all here. We know that today is the beginning of the rest of your life.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes?
I'd like to guilt my child into doing exactly what I want them to do, but won't they feel bad?
Of course. And that's the point.
What?
When all of your children do what you want, then you can finally be free.
Okay.
When all of your children do what you want, you can finally start thinking of me. When all of your children do what you want, then you will finally be free. When all of your children do what you want, you can finally start thinking of me.
I've spent my whole damn life thinking about this kid. About the games he played and the things he learned in general, all of the things that he did.
Okay.
But I've got a wife and I've got dreams and it's time to get back to me. And it seems the way for me to do that is for me to make him feel oh so guilty.
Yeah, now you got it.
I feel good inside. I'm gonna call him right now. Darren, you've been a disappointment to me. Do better.
I'm on the phone.
Good job.
Thank you.
I liked how you weren't specific. A broad, overreaching guilt is a great way to make your kids question what they're doing at every moment.
That's right, because they know what they did wrong, and if you just say something generally mean, then they will fill in the specifics in their own head.
I have a question. My son, you may know him well. He's been sick, sick, so sick with cancer. I fear he's going to hell. Should I guilt my son, or should I treat him well? I want to make his last few years on Earth feel better than better.
No! When you finally get your children to do what you want, you'll be free. I don't care if he has cancer, it's time you should think of me.
And also, if you think about it, the thing that's making your life stop,
yeah,
is the fact that you've got to tell that kid his cancer is his own damn fault.
Yeah. Kids finally do exactly what you want, then you can finally be free.
When your kids finally do
exactly what you want, you can finally start thinking of me. You should say, oh no, I don't care about your kid though. Care about yourself.
Care about yourself.
Care about yourself. Care about yourself. Care about yourself. Care about yourself.
Darren, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Hey, have you been waking up in the morning and feeling like a pit in your stomach?
Yeah.
Like a pit you can't explain, just every day this drudgery of feeling like, I don't know, gosh, I hope you don't mind if I use a swear, like you're a piece of crap.
Yeah, actually, I feel like I have a pit that's deeper than a stomach could ever possibly be.
Yeah, like somehow I opened up my stomach to be a black hole and I can never, ever fill it because, gosh, I'm a piece of crap.
Hey, guys, is there room at this lunch table?
Yeah, of course.
Ugh, I've been feeling so bad lately.
Yeah, do you feel like you have a black hole in your tummy and you're a piece of crap?
Yeah, I feel like a big old black hole in my tummy and I'm a piece of crap.
Like, if your tummy was a certain size and you know scientifically your stomach can only be a certain size,
and
but
it's
then...
it's not changing
no,
size.
No, it's not going to change the size, but when you feel it, when you wake up, it feels like it goes deep, deep, deep down forever, like, and you feel like a piece of crap.
Big old piece of crap.
Like, I'm looking at you guys, Tyler, Darren, you guys are my best friends.
Oh,
you
Stevie,
know it, bro.
Back at you, Stevie.
But you guys don't look any different from the outside, and yet I know.
Yes.
All your tummies have expanded in a metaphorical way so that they're just encompassing the whole dang universe.
You know, maybe this is what people mean when they say you can't judge people by what they look like on the outside.
Yeah. Because on the inside, we're all pieces of crap.
Yeah.
But guys, I gotta say, I don't think I'm a piece of crap.
I don't think you are, but I don't think you're a piece of crap. You're definitely not a piece of crap.
Neither are you.
Yeah, no, I'm a piece of crap because, well, because my mom, she looked at me this morning and I said, Mom, are you making breakfast? And she said, what the hell have you ever done?
Oh my
what
God.
Have you ever done to deserve me waking up 10 minutes earlier so I can make you a waffle?
Wait, your mom, Pamela, said that?
Yeah.
I know what you mean. I woke up this morning in my bed, and my dad was in my room already staring at me, and I said, good morning, and he said, you know what you did.
What did you do,
I
Tyler?
I don't know what I did.
This is the when I woke up this morning, I rubbed my little brown eyes. I did a big stretch and yawn, and I said, Mommy, Papa,
you're so nice to your parents.
And then I walked from room to room. They didn't even leave a note.
They're gone?
They bounced?
They're out. Oh. You guys, they packed a bag.
Oh, I'm sorry. When I look around, I see hope. Even though our parents would just say nope. I'm here to tell you that I've got your back, and as long as I'm here, you should know you're not a piece of crap.
Well, sometimes your parents may leave without notice, but if I know one thing, it is this. It's that we may feel like junk on the inside and have all of these terrible feelings that we cannot hide, but you're not a piece of crap.
No, no, no. You're not a piece of crap. If I said it to you, well, I'm taking it back, because you are not a piece of crap. Me, I wake up in the morning. I look around, excited to start the day.
Yes, you should.
Mommy, Daddy, where are you? I miss you so bad. But I know I have my best friends, Steven and Tyler.
And they think you're not a piece of crap.
You're not a piece of crap.
You're not a piece of crap. Your parents' actions, well, they feel like terrible attacks, but you are not a piece of crap. You are not a piece of crap.
Not even a little piece of crap.
You gonna eat those gummy bears?
I brought them for you.
Oh, thanks.
You're so nice.
Principal Waters, I have a report from the front line.
Excellent. Yes, Secretary Barbara.
Thank you for putting the necessary pause between my name.
Your first name, Barb, and your last name, Ra.
Thank you. Yes, Principal Waters, I've been to every third grade class in the district, and I have great news. Yeah. All of the children are sobbing.
Yes. We need to go back to the motivation of fear and sadness. Too long, these children have been coddled into believing that if they feel good about themselves, they will learn. But nothing in this world comes from feeling good.
I agree. And our PTA minions are spreading the message.
Good, Miss Ra. You've done an excellent job.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
How's your husband?
What do you mean?
Oh, do you not have a...
No.
I just assumed.
No, I don't.
Oh, well,
This is the... Wow, I suppose this is the first time we've ever spoken about anything in our personal lives.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not married. I'm married to the job. Married to our mission and our goal.
Yes, well, that goal is important. Because if we can't lead the future to be stronger, tougher, less susceptible to weakness, then we are not doing our job as educators. To lead the future, it is not enough to coddle small children. We must make them tough. And the only way to get through their heads and their eyes is to make them cry, 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 cry.
When I see a child using their imagination.
Gross.
I think how weak they will one day be for our nation.
Are you gonna be a poet?
I know we don't need poets. No, we need people who are stern and strong. And I like talking to you for this long.
Would you like to go on a date with me? I mean, well, business things.
Like to say yes, but also
business things. Yes, we'll go to the classroom and we'll improve their grades by screaming in their faces. And also, on what day might you be available for a date?
Yes, we will tell the teachers that they should not shoulder any tears. I'm open every weeknight, but I'm afraid that makes me seem too available. Oh, my fears.
Would you like to go on a date with me, but also business things?
Also business things.
Would you like to go on a date with me, but also business things?
All kinds of business.
make it a working dinner.
Yes.
But then dance for pleasure alone.
Or maybe also dance for business and then do work things in our home.
Work and business, but pleasure too.
Work, business, pleasure, business, work.
With you.
With you.
With you.
Work, business, pleasure, and work.
With you.
Business, Olé. Pleasure.
Hello, Carla. Have you been here this whole time?
I've been standing in the corner. I have these papers for you to sign, but I didn't want to interrupt and,
No, you interrupted nothing except for business and
business
work.
Business and work.
And that we take pleasure in our business work.
Okay, well, you're, Mrs. Raw, your shirt is buttoned down to your belly button. Unbuttoned, I should say. Unbuttoned, I can.
Thank you. There was a strong breeze.
I don't know.
I'm going to go.
Carla, what are these papers?
These papers.
Cancel the field trips forever? Yes, okay, so we'll sign these.
All right. I just wasn't sure if you wanted me to cancel the field trips forever.
We would like them canceled forever.
Okay, it just seems like that's a great way for kids to learn.
Nope,
things.
Canceled forever.
Guys, did you hear?
What?
We were supposed to go to the aquarium, and not only are we not going to the aquarium, but all future field trips have been canceled, quote, forever.
But, wait. Hold on. I mean, that doesn't even... Wait.
Guys, I know we've been practicing all of our fun dolphin noises to do at the aquarium.
Wait. This makes me so sad for us and every future kid, but also for the people who work at the aquarium.
I imagine the people that work at the aquarium love when kids come
and learning about sea life.
My understanding is that the aquarium is mostly fueled by revenue from field trips.
And we cut to the aquarium. Did you hear? No children are coming ever again.
I don't understand.
How will we make them care about dolphins and otters and sea turtles?
This is our life's work. We wanted to share it with the children.
Well, I guess we'll just have to do what we always do when no one shows up at the aquarium.
What's that, Thomas?
We get in the dolphin tank, swim around. Everything's better inside the dolphin tank when no one is around. Because a dolphin will never leave you, because it's trapped inside a cage. And a dolphin has no way to express sadness or rage. So get in the dolphin tank, get in the dolphin tank. Everything's better when you're in the dolphin tank. So get in the tank.
If we don't have children asking questions about how sea turtles know where to swim to the sea, if we don't have children asking why are otters so adorable and why do they show love and glee, I guess I'll get in the dolphin tank.
Get in the turtle tank.
Get in the turtle tank.
And get in the otter exhibit.
I know and I will live it because
get in the dolphin tank.
The dolphin tank.
And the otter exhibit.
And don't forget the sea anemones.
Oh, be careful with those.
Yeah, it's just a tiny 2x4 box.
Careful, don't crush them.
You know what?
I got it.
No.
No, you're right, I'm sorry.
If you want to get in the box with the sea anemones,
smaller fish.
I want to be a sea anemone.
I
want to
be a dolphin.
I want to be the water.
Ooh. deep, Shireen.
Thanks. But I like it because it means that...
You can cry, let it out.
Thank you, I'm sorry. It means that I can be around all these beautiful creatures and giving them a home. I am the dolphin tank.
You are the dolphin tank.
Thanks for swimming in me.
Swimming in
me.
You.
Splash. I see no anemones here, just friends.
Ooh.
What will happen in this town as they are riddled with guilt? We don't know. Will the children learn that they can fight back and know that they're not pieces of crap?
Will the aquarium have enough fiscal revenue to survive field trips being canceled forever?
Find out in Act Two.
Intermission.
Ching.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Mr. Waters.
Yes.
When you said you...
Miss Ra.
When you said you were taking me out, I had no idea that you were the man of means and passion to bring me to a fondue restaurant.
Well, you may not know this, but the principal's salary has gone up a lot in the last 5 years. We've made a lot of budget cuts, cutting things like pencils and books and tissues.
Field trips.
Field trips.
The day where they all get to make their own finger puppets.
Weirdly enough, that one's still there. Been fighting it hard. It's next to go.
Okay, here's your cheesy, cheesy fondue fountain.
Thank you.
Nothing but a whole fountain for you, Miss Bowen.
Oh, Mr. Waters, listen. There's nothing I wouldn't fondue for you.
There's nothing I wouldn't fondue for you.
Ugh. Do you want... I know this is wild, but have you ever tried putting an apple slice in some cheese?
What? But
I know you think they wouldn't go together, but they do.
Wait, but they've given us... bread, and bread goes in cheese, I know that.
Oh, sure, but try this. How about the snap of that crisp apple?
It's like two things that seem like they're wrong for each other, but are really right.
Huh. Not like us. You and I are obviously
We're right for each other.
We are not opposites attract. We are sames are the sames.
Oh, well, I guess it's a good lesson to be applied in other ways, but not applicable to this moment.
No, you and I are actually much more like the cheese and the bread.
The cheese and the bread.
Yes.
And that's fine by me.
Why go looking for crazy options when you know what you like? Ba-de-ba-do-ba.
Why go looking full speed ahead for an apple to dip some cheese in when the best option is bread?
We are the same.
We are the same.
And I like that.
We are the same.
And I like that.
We are the same.
And I like that.
And there's nothing I wouldn't fondue for you.
I like that I'll never learn new things or have my boundaries pushed by you. I'm happy that if I do something, it's the same sort of thing that you would do.
And I like that throughout the years and all across the ages, you'll never expose me to any opposing Facebook pages.
We are the same.
We're the same.
And I like that. Yes, we are the same. And I like that.
We are the same. And there's nothing I wouldn't fondue for you.
Hi, I'm sorry. I just have these papers I need you to sign. I'm so sorry.
Carla. You have to moonlight as a melting pot waitress?
Well, I don't make enough money at the school. Oh. So this is just kind of my...
Stop complaining, Carla.
Is this melting pot business or school business that we have to sign these papers?
Well, I need you to sign your check.
Okay, yeah, okay. We'll do that. But wait, were you the waitress in the beginning?
No, but...
I need to make better eye contact.
No, that wasn't me. I mean, it was my twin sister, and she does look exactly like me.
What's her name?
Marla.
Oh, your parents are cruel.
We don't have parents.
That's good. The best.
See, and you were raised right. Tell me, Carla, do you feel like you're a piece of crap?
What?
Do you feel like you're a piece of crap? Every morning do you wake up and think, I'm a piece of crap?
I guess I never put it into words, but... sometimes I feel like my stomach is only so big, but it goes on forever into sort of like a black hole.
That is the feeling we are talking about.
That is called adulthood.
That means you were raised right. And by raised right, I mean not raised at all and left to fend for yourself, and you became a strong woman. I assume your twin sister is the same way.
Well, she is the same way, yeah. We live together. We work together.
I guess what you're saying is...
You are the same... And you like that.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
I am saying that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good. Good. Then you are also the same as us.
I don't know if I am, though.
Well, you better be.
Well, we need you to do one final thing for us, Carla. We have removed almost everything from the school that would prevent these children from growing up to be strong kids. But I still have a day where they make those goddamn finger puppets.
Principal Waters?
It is the one thing that they do, and it is an outlet for creativity, and they cut felt, and they wrap it around their tiny fingers, and I can't stand it!
Whoa! I'm sorry,
my blouse is off. Yes, Carla, get rid of the finger puppets,
okay, or
you'll have no place in our school.
Okay, I will. I've never seen someone's eyes turn that red before.
I'm a human man. I'm a human man running a school of human children.
Okay, well,
that's exactly how I would put it.
I don't know where you got those apple slices, but should I clear them for you?
Yes, we won't need them.
We won't need them anymore.
You know what? I just love that even if we don't have parents and even if... it's been a while since I've had a meal that wasn't just melted down gummy bears that I made look like a pancake.
It was fun at first.
And now I feel like I have headaches a lot and I get dizzy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's something about finger puppet day that just really makes everything all right, you know?
It's like a bright spot on the horizon.
Yeah, it's like no matter what. what happens, at least we know we have Finger Puppet Day, Finger Puppet Day. I'm looking forward to Finger Puppet Day.
Finger Puppet Day, Finger Puppet Day. I'm looking forward to Finger Puppet Day.
I'm gonna take my finger puppet and make it look like my mom.
Like your mom, like your mom, like your mom.
She's gonna talk to me like she wasn't God.
Wasn't God, wasn't God.
She'll say, hey, Stephen, I love you, and I know you're doing the best you can, and I'm gonna love you also, I understand. Oh, why I love Finger Puppet Day, Finger Puppet Day, Finger Puppet Day, Finger Puppet Day,
Finger Puppet Day,
Finger Puppet Day,
Finger Puppet,
Finger, Finger Puppet Day.
Oh, I go home and got a sad, sad feeling that lingers, but all of that sadness goes away when a puppet is on my finger. It's Finger Puppet Day,
Finger Puppet Day,
Finger Puppet Day. Everything is okay on Finger Puppet Day,
Finger Puppet Day. Everything is okay.
Things are bad for me, as you know, I have cancer.
Yes you do, yes you do, yes you do.
My parents left in the middle of the night. I still don't know the answer. But I have Finger Puppet Day,
yeah,
to look forward to all year. I don't care what happens, because I'm gonna put my hand inside some felt and make it walk around.
Finger Puppet Day, Finger Puppet Day, Finger Puppet Day.
Everything is okay on
Finger Puppet Day, Finger Puppet Day,
Finger Puppet Day.
Cancer is still cancer, though.
Oh, man, are you okay?
Yeah, I'll be okay.
Hey, I wish I could make a finger puppet that gave you chemo.
Chemo Puppet Day.
Yeah. Maybe if I could make you enough chemo puppet.
You can cry.
Even,
let it out.
No, I can't. No tears are allowed at this school.
It's okay.
If I cry,
Principal Waters will whip ya.
Yeah.
What do I hear in this room?
Nothing.
Oh, Mr.
I'm here with my whip.
Hello, Principal Waters.
But I will leave outside because it's a whip that is for visual effect only.
Okay.
I don't know how to use it. Have you ever tried to whip a whip?
Yeah, every human knows how to use a whip. If you didn't know how to use a whip, maybe you aren't human. I'm sorry.
I mean, I know how to use a whip.
It's something you're almost just born with.
Yeah, like it's supernatural to every human.
It's like you're born,
and then
you watch Indiana Jones, and then you know how to use a whip.
The jig is up. Yes, I have wings and horns and eyes that are red because I am a devil!
A devil or the devil?
No, just a devil.
There's more than one?
Oh, God, you have no idea.
Oh, no! No! Oh, Principal Waters.
Yes.
I don't care that we're not the same. This is the most attracted I've ever been to a man.
Miss Ra, your blouse is totally gone.
Yes, children, this is what a naked woman looks like.
Wow, Miss Ra.
Oh, my God, Miss Ra, I had no idea.
I can't look away.
Do not look away. Feast upon my evil visage.
I mean at her boobs.
Yes, look at her boobs. Look at them. I know I am.
Ew.
What was I here to do? You've got me so distracted. Miss Ra, can I just say...
Ew.
You are... I know that...
Ew, a devil boner's so gross.
It's got,
got spikes.
Like,
yeah.
Like a lion.
Miss Ra, do not have sex with him. He'll kill you. I have room for it because I have a black hole inside ready to take your barbed penis.
I don't know if it will, though. I think that's more like a metaphorical thing.
Let's find out.
Not in front of the children, us.
Yeah, not in front of us, please.
Yeah.
We don't even like it when, like, our parents kiss, let alone a devil and a teacher fuck in front of us with a barbed dick.
Well, I'm not here to do things that you like, children. I'm here to destroy your school and your happiness.
Well, Darren, Tyler, do you know what this means?
What?
This means that all adults aren't evil necessarily, because Principal Waters was literally a devil.
So maybe our parents will see the light?
Yeah, like if we told them, Mom, Dad, that PTA meeting was straight up led by a devil, maybe they'll come back and start making us food and taking you to the dang doctor.
Yeah, you're gonna make it to Chemo Puppet Day.
Hey. I know, guys.
if they really start having weird...
They seem to be having weird
foreplay. Crazy sex.
I hate looking at this.
But if they're doing that, they're distracted long enough for us to... What are you thinking? I'm saying, let's, you know, I don't know, FaceTime our parents and show them how freaking nuts this is.
I wish I could afford a phone.
I know.
I have
the one. Cool.
Oh, wait, no, I don't. It's broken.
Oh, also, that's a calculator.
This isn't a phone?
No.
My parents lied to me.
Tyler, it's okay.
I know. We got to go to the one adult who hasn't been a total monster. Assistant Secretary Carla.
Come on, clip, clop,
wait,
clop, clop.
Keep having
Miss
sex.
Raw.
Oh, yes, I knew.
Ew.
It hurts, but I love it.
It hurts for me, too. That's how demon sex is.
We are the same.
We are the same.
Ow. Ow.
Ew.
We are the same.
Run, kids.
And I like it.
Ow.
Ow. Ow.
Come on, let's go. Let's run to my assistant.
I am out of shape, and gummy bears do not fuel you
also,
in the long term.
They cut all sports and physical education.
I'm positive I should not be running.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, don't. We'll carry. Okay.
Okay.
Piggyback.
Wee. Assistant Principal Carla.
Kids, how can I help you?
Listen, we have crazy news. Principal Waters, he's actually a devil, and he's having sex with Secretary Ra right now. He's a barbed penis.
I knew it.
Can we use your phone to FaceTime all the adults in the PTA and show them they were straight up manipulated by a devil?
I wish I could afford a phone.
Oh, dang it. What are we going to do?
Wait, but the nearest place that definitely has a phone is the
aquarium. Come on. We'll carry you, Darren.
Wait, why are we doing it? Make the adult carrier. You're like 3 feet
tall. Wait, let's get in her car.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, get into my car. My sister Marla will drive us.
Okay.
Oh, hi, kids.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Marla.
You guys look exactly the same.
We're identical twins.
Whoa.
I know. It's a gas.
Oh, God, it was fun to have a moment of niceness in this otherwise bleak moment. We gotta go.
To the aquarium.
Oh, I'm so relaxed, honestly.
What a good swim that was.
That otter gave me a straight-up massage with its dexterous little hands.
I mean, you know their hands are used for prying open abalone.
I know.
So they have
Do I look like a sea anemone?
Closer every day.
A little bit more, yeah.
Oh, two twins and three children.
Hi.
I mean, one set of twins, but two
people. Yeah, there are two twins.
Hi. Hi. Welcome to the aquarium. We'd love to answer any questions you have.
You need to use your phone.
I'm Marla. This is Carla.
Oh, you look the same. And I like it.
Twins.
Listen, this is all great, but we need to use your phone. Long story short, the principal of our school is straight up a devil. And we need to get in touch with our parents so that they'll come back and give... chemo, our friend.
We'd be happy to help you, children. That's what aquariums are for, but unfortunately, the only way that our satellite phone works is if you get in the tank.
You have to get in the tank. Can you swim, children?
I mean, no, but the class was cut at school, but if it means saving you from cancer... I'll get in the dolphin tank, and I will swim for you.
I'll get in the dolphin tank so you can be safe too.
Should I get in the dolphin
tank? No, you
stay out of the dolphin
tank.
No matter what way, we will make sure that you make it to Chemo
Puppet
Day.
Get in the dolphin tank.
We're in the dolphin tank.
Get in the dolphin tank.
And this somehow makes the phone work.
If you had your field trip, you would know why, but there's no time to explain. I know this may seem insane, but with those dolphins making that sound, they'll send out the message for all adults to hear that they were wrong to govern their children with guilt and fear. They should know. Coming from the dolphin tank. Dolphin tank.
And the sound waves flew out of the dolphin tank, and they reached the parents of children wherever they were. Some of them were on a cruise in the Mediterranean.
I'm on a cruise in the Mediterranean, but oh no, I was manipulated by a devil. I have to get home.
Did we leave our child, cancer-ridden child, in the middle of the night and go all the way to the Philippines?
Quick, everyone, we need to get back as fast as possible to the nearest airport, which is inside of a dolphin tank. The airport's inside a tank, a gigantic dolphin tank.
that's where they put the plane.
Inside of a dolphin tank.
And I know that it may seem insane, but we gotta get back to our kids, and that means getting on a plane. Inside of a dolphin tank.
Thank you for flying U.S. Airways recently merged with Dolphin Tank. We'll be flying straight back to your school in a glade today, so please enjoy the flight. We'll be cruising at an altitude of 53,000 feet in space.
Oh! That means we can go faster. Perfect. Come on, get out of the tank, Tyler! Great job!
I can't swim. It's a miracle I made it.
We made it!
You guys, I have a feeling that if I got in the dolphin tank...
Oh no, Darren!
Darren...
It might cure my cancer.
You think the dolphin tank could be the answer? Oh, Darren, we're so sorry. We're sorry we left you with nothing but gummy bears and doubt.
Mommy,
fear.
Daddy.
Steven, Tyler.
Steven, Tyler.
You're just now getting that?
Yes.
I wanna get in.
Oh,
the
Darren.
Dolphin tank.
Oh, no.
Mommy, Daddy, let me, please.
I think we should let her, sweetheart. We're wrong, and we should try doing the opposite.
She was right about the whole time, and if we don't trust her now, then we truly have learned nothing.
I'm a boy.
Yeah, he's a boy.
I'm a terrible parent.
We can't do the same. We can't just do the same thing we've always been doing. We were doing the same.
We're doing the
and
same.
And I don't like it. We were doing the same. And I don't like it. So get in the tank.
Get in the tank.
Get in the
tank.
When children finally do exactly what they see, then those children, they can finally be free. And it is us the whole time who should be feeling guilty. I need to stop thinking of me
and start thinking of me. I'm getting in the dolphin tank.
We believe in you.
I think this might cure my cancer. I think this is the answer. Whoa, that's a big killer whale who's coming towards me.
And the killer whale lifted Darren up into the sky.
Whoa.
And Darren flew up higher, higher than any child has ever flown.
What is flying so high, Miss Ra? I've never seen anything up there before.
It's that child, Darren. Oh, please don't stop. Please don't stop.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I finished like 2 minutes ago.
Oh, darn it. Why didn't you tell me?
I was embarrassed.
Oh, it's okay.
I mean, a demon dick stays hard for basically always, so it really doesn't matter. But we can keep going.
It's dead.
I did kill the moment, though.
Yes, it's done. And honestly, it wasn't that great for me. And
it was bad for me, too. I think demon sex might be purposely
painful.
Not
yes.
good for anyone.
Yes, this was horrible. We're not the same, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah, Earth sucks,
yeah.
actually.
Yeah, please leave. You're horrible.
I'm going to go back to...
And Darren floated back down.
I'm floating back down.
Oh, my God. Darren, how do you feel?
I don't know.
Inside of you, do you still feel like there's a giant hole? Do you feel like a piece of crap?
It feels like I know exactly how big my stomach is. And it feels warm and fuzzy.
Oh, that's perfect. That means you're cancer-free.
How do you know that?
Well, because while you're up in the air,
yeah?
We got the field trip we would have gotten because you were floating for so long.
Right?
And the great people at the aquarium explained to us all about how signals are put through dolphin and,
yeah.
and how phones are more powerful than dolphin
okay.
tanks
yeah.
and how a dolphin tank merger with an airport is actually a really good idea
okay.
and how actually if you're in the air for
right.
long enough it cures
yeah.
that crap feeling inside, which is a cancer. Yeah, so
yeah.
it was a really great field trip, and that's why it's important to fund our schools.
Oh,
you gotta
guys,
fund our schools.
I feel better than ever. I think I'm gonna start working at the aquarium.
Whoa, you're just a kid, but I like it.
I'm like one of those kids that's special, though, because I had cancer.
Hey, listen, I know I'm just a lowly aquarium worker who's obsessed with sea anemones, but, I don't know, children, would you like to put these sea anemones on?
on your dang fingers?
Yeah!
Are you saying, it's Anemone Puppet Day!
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 The greatest day of all!
No anemones, only friends!
I'm Zacharino.
I'm Jess McKenna.
Thank you so much.
This is Scott Passarella.
On the keys.
Goodbye. Bye.